Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. 17:43 after the hour. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And if you try, you don't have to try too hard to go back and listen to some interviews that I did with Fred Hochberg when he was deputy administrator of the SBA. That's when he first became friends of ours. And now he's all grown up, and he's the chairman and the president of XM Bank, Export-Import Bank of the United States of America. I'm so proud of him. His mother is so proud of him. He's our good friend, Fred Hochberg. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. How are you this morning?
It's good to have you back. I'm great, and I'm glad to have you here, my friend. You just flew in from Brazil where you were with the president, and boy, are your arms tired, right?
Exactly. I landed at 6:30 yesterday morning, went right to the office.
Tell me about Brazil. How'd it go?
Well, Brazil was a great trip. It was the president's first trip to Latin America, and he made Brazil his first stop. I was in Brazil for Ex-Im Bank to promote exports a little over a year and a half ago. That was my first overseas trip also because it's such a key market
right,
for us.
Right.
And the president announced that we're putting in line a line of credit for $1 billion so small companies and large companies as well can bid on doing work for the World Cup and the Olympics that are
right.
coming up in Brazil. So this is a great place to sell American products and services, and also help showcase Brazil, and we can showcase our own products at the same time.
I was in Brazil back in the mid-90s, and they've come a long way to getting things under control down there, because in those days, inflation was 12% a month.
A month, oh, I know.
and so now that so they're getting under control. Of course, we all talk about the BRIC countries, which was the first one in the BRIC countries is Brazil. So,
right.
Anyway, they're emerging and they're doing good. And so good for you for going down there and helping them out, Fred. You guys got big doings coming up next week, don't you?
We have our annual conference once a year. We bring in buyers, sellers. Banks, we've got a number of foreign governments coming in to not only talk about exports, but more importantly, make deals.
Right.
Hopefully, we've got a couple of people who can announce some sales right at the conference and really do some matchmaking and really improve their export profile. So we've got Jim McNerney of Boeing is going to be a keynoter. We've got the chairman of Siemens, the chairman of Caterpillar, talking about what they're seeing on the global marketplace.
Right.
We've got Anil Ambani, who is one of the wealthiest men in India, who's involved in both the power center sections and telecom coming. We've got Vikram Pandit, the CEO of Citibank.
Yep.
So there's going to be a lot of good information on how to really grow your business.
Well, and folks, these are guys who are doing it on a macro level, on a big level. And for small business owners, this, believe it or not, folks, they can teach you things about where the economies are going, where the different economies are headed, and you can learn from them. But there are also going to be plenty of small businesses there, because last year when I was at your event, I met lots of small business owners who were there trying to learn what I was just talking about, and it was a great event, and I congratulate you for putting it on again.
Well, we've got actually one great panel we put together, partly inspired by last year, was I got three companies that were small 2-3 years ago and, frankly, are no longer small businesses.
Wow.
They've done so much exporting that they've actually broken through that barrier, and they're really medium-sized companies today.
Well,
so
exactly.
Those would be a really good example of people to listen to and say, okay, what did they do that I can apply to my business?
Is the global economy? I know we've had some setbacks in the Middle East. We've had some setbacks in China. I mean in Japan, but overall,
right.
what is the global environment for exporting out of the United States?
Well, the global economy is really good. I mean, if you look at Brazil, it's been growing at 6, 7, 8%. Next year is going to be 5%. India's growing at 9-10%. Turkey's growing in actually also 9-11%. So these are booming markets that there are more consumers, more people who are spending money on better food products, more consumables. They need power systems. They need better transportation systems. So there are a lot of opportunities to sell in those countries. And most importantly, really creating jobs here at home. Because the reason President Obama made this a centerpiece of the administration is that we create more jobs here at home by selling things abroad.
Well, and as you know, Fred, one of the things that I encourage small business owners to do is to take advantage of what I consider to be a kind of a 1-2 punch from or a leg up, I should say, maybe is the better metaphor to use, that the government does with regard to the Department of Commerce and Ex-Im Bank. Because, you know, the Department of Commerce, the U.S. Commercial Service, helps small business owners find prospects and put the deal together and help them, you know, kind of make the sale. And then you help them with the funding.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And we, you know, one of the best ways, Jim, that we help small businesses, frankly, is guaranteeing their receivables.
Yep.
I've got a company in Florida named Demitech, sells surgical sutures. And where are his customers? His customers are Libya, Egypt, yep. Iraq, Saudi Arabia. And you know what? He sleeps well at night because what we do is we guarantee those receivables.
We
give him an insurance policy. So he sells a great product at a great price, and he doesn't have to worry about whether he's going to get paid or not.
And that's xmbank.org, right?
.gov.
I'm sorry, right. xmbank.gov. Thank you for correcting me on that one. We'll take a quick break. Right back. More to come with Frank Hotberg. We're going to talk a little bit more about exactly how this works, how you can take advantage of Ex-Im Bank and to get your exporting business going. Quick break. Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.